I want you to memorize these two verses, 29 and 30th, for what? To understand Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? What is Ishvara? Nirastasesha samsara dosho sthuladi lakshanah adrishyatvadi gunakah parakrutatamo malah nirastatishayanandah satyapragyana vigrahah sattasvalakshanah purnah paramatmeti giyate. Nirastasesha samsara dosha. First word, okay? Let us, if I, asthuladi lakshanaha, adrishyatvadi gunakaha, parakrita tamomalaha, nirastatishayanandaha, satyapragyana vigrahaha, sattasvalakshanaha, purnaha, paramatma, iti, Giyate. Giyate iti uchyate. Paramatma iti uchyate. Who is it? Paramatma. First is Nirastha Se Samsara Doshaha. Okay. Ishvara is free from the defect. Okay. Free from all the defects, afflictions of samsara. What is samsara? We know this. Samyak Sarati iti samsara. That which keeps moving without any disturbance is samsara. And here is samsara is a beginningless, endless cycle of many, many countless number of births and deaths, fraught with the experience of pairs of opposites in between birth and death. And this samsara, once you're born, there's no way of going through only pleasures, only pains also. Samsara means one has to go through a life of pairs of opposites until the death. So whatever is ordained by Parabdha every time, so birth and death and including the pairs of opposites, whatever one has to go through from birth to the death, including birth and death, including the parentage, etc., the cultural background, etc., everything is ordained by Parabdha Karma Phalam. One's own, the results of, unexhausted results of actions of one's own past life. Set of Parabdha determines the whole life where everything is predestined, we say. Even though everything is predestined, still one can free oneself from samsara. There's no way of escaping from what has been ordained to go through in life. In spite of or having to go through these pairs of opposites ordained by Parabdha Karma Phalam also, still one can free oneself from this life of samsara. How? By making use of the best use of one's free will and making use of knowledge of right and wrong, by managing one's emotions, by living a proper way of life ordained by the Shastram, still one can free oneself from bondage. That is where Shastram differs. So we should all be very careful that Hinduism does not teach mere fatalism, okay? We should not become fatalists. What is it? Everything is fate. Everything is predestined. Everything is already ordained. I cannot change anything. This is how my life is going to be forever. So I did not do anything. That, if you mistake, no, everything is just because everything is already predestined. We should not think life, you know, I'm helpless. That's not true. Still, in spite of going through what has been predestined, there's a possibility of uplifting yourself from this life of samsara. That how you can attain jnanam, free yourself from bondage, for which you had to prepare your mind, you had to make use of this life of transmigration, this life of experience of pairs of opposites, isn't it? To prepare your mind for jnanam, to attain jnanam, to free yourself from bondage. Understand? Got it? So, for which you have to make the best use of your willpower, make the best use of your knowledge of right and wrong. That is how you can overcome what has been ordained by Bharata also. Freeing yourself from what is ordained. Whatever karma you have is called vidyai matiyal valala. Overcoming this what is ordained, okay, through wisdom. It is something different. Okay, that is one thing. Now, samsara, what causes this life of transmigration? What is this? What is the root cause of this samsara? Where human beings have to go through choicelessly the experience of pairs of opposites. Something called pain, it is inevitable in life. Experience of mental agony, the pain, grief, sorrow, sadness is something inevitable also, which is not desirable for us. And here, what Shastam says, what is the immediate cause of sorrow? Immediate cause of sorrow is attachment. How do you understand? The same thing has been made very clear from in the Bhagavad Gita also, we understood. What causes sorrow? What is the immediate cause of sorrow? Grief. If you ask, definitely ragaha, attachment. Shokaha is grief. Ragaha is attachment, which causes the grief. If you are free from the hold of attachment, you are absolutely free from grief also. So, if you want to get rid of grief, you see that you become free from the hold of attachment. Attachment causes grief. What causes attachment? What causes attachment? So, shokasya karanam ragaha. Ragasya karanam kim? What is the cause of the grief? Isn't it? Mohaha. Delusion. Mohaha, delusion contributes for ragaha. Raga causes the grief. So, what is delusion? Lack of discriminative understanding. So, moha, as long as you have moha, you will be helplessly, you'll have attachment. What is attachment again? Being dependent on anything and everything in the world. It can be people, it can be relationship, it can be anything else in the world. Is mohaha, sorry, ragaha. Being dependent on, say, I'm talking about Ishvara now, okay? We have to understand all this very clearly. To understand samsara. Samsara means samsara is helplessly one has to go through this pairs of opposites where grief is something inevitable, unavoidable, something unwanted, undesirable. See, pleasure is okay for us. Only pain is undesirable, isn't it? So we want to get rid of pain only. So what causes the pain? Ragaha, attachment. Shokaha is caused by ragaha. And attachment is, if you ask what is attachment, dependence upon anything and everything, including relationship, people, situations, conditions, etc., for one's happiness and security is attachment. Why there's attachment? Why there's dependence? The dependence is because of lack of discriminative understanding. Mohaha. Discriminative understanding of what? Lack of discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real. What is absolutely real? What is not absolutely real? What is absolutely real? What is empirically real? What is relatively real? What is absolutely real? That lack of discriminative understanding of what is absolutely real, what is empirically real. this moha, okay, this is moha, delusion. This delusion alone causes the dependence. When we do not know what is absolutely real, okay, because the lack of discriminative understanding, you mistake what is empirically real to be absolutely real. You mistake what is relatively real to be absolutely real. Then you become dependent on what is relatively real for your happiness and security. That is attachment. As a result of which, helplessly, you go through the pain, suffering in life, miseries. So, shokaha is caused by ragaha. Ragaha is caused by mohaha. And what causes moha? Why this delusion? Because of ignorance. Because you do not know what is absolutely real. Because satya ajnanam. Because you do not know what is absolutely real, ultimately real. So, as ajnanam is the root cause, ignorance of what is absolutely real, ignorance of the truth, ignorance of the absolute reality is the cause of moha, and moha is cause of the raga, raga is the cause of the shoka. Therefore, if the shoka has to be resolved, ajnanam has to be resolved. In order to resolve the ignorance caused raga, mohaha, ragaha, shokaha together. Understand? If one become ignorance is resolved, everything will be resolved for good. Therefore, and what, ignorance of what? Ignorance of what? Ignorance of computers, ignorance of physics, ignorance of chemistry, biology does not cause this problem. Okay? Ignorance of the very truth of the universe. The Brahma Ajnanam. Ignorance of the truth of the universe also implies what? Ignorance of one's own essential nature. Atma Ajnanam, Brahma Ajnanam is the same. Ignorance of the truth of the universe is what? Ignorance of the truth of one's own self. Is it clear? Clear or not? Ajnanam. Therefore, ajnanam has to be resolved. Now the question is, what is this ajnanam? What is this ignorance which really causes this moha? And through moha, through attachment causes the grief. What is ajnanam? Okay. Is ajnanam bad? Wrong? No. Ajnanam is a natural phenomenon which has no beginning, which has no end, okay, which can be resolved, which cannot be destroyed, but which can be resolved. What is ajnanam? Ajnanam is a name attributed to the power of knowing. Unmanifested power of knowing. Unmanifested power alone is said to be ajnanam. Unmanifested power is said to be ajnanam means unmanifested power of what? Unmanifested power of the reality. Which means the ignorance of which reality, understand? Ignorance of which reality, we say, causes this samsara. That reality itself is what? Endowed with the power. Reality is endowed with the power. Which means reality and power are not two separable factors. Not so two separable factors. Like what? When we say, is also introduction for tomorrow's class. Okay? I'll be talking there also. I'm going to help you understand beautifully here. Because understanding Isha is such a beautiful thing. When you say ignorance alone, what is said to be ignorance with reference to an individual is meant by another term with reference to the total. The standpoint of a microcosmic being, what is said to be ignorance is said to be Maya, the standpoint of Ishvara. Understand? Shaktihi. We all can say Shaktihi. This is also understanding Maya. Understanding ignorance is what? Resolving ignorance. We cannot undo anything here. We cannot dissolve anything here. We can resolve. So what is this ignorance? Ignorance is a thing but a word implying or meaning the power of reality. Power of reality. So when is the power of reality called ignorance? When the power of reality remains unmanifested. When the power of reality remains resolved, it is called ignorance. Ajnanam, avidya. Okay? The same power of reality, unmanifested, with reference to the total, is also meant by this word was Maya. Maya, prakritihi, avyaktam, avyakritihi. Okay, all these words are used. Are the two factors, reality and its power, are the two factors? No. They're not two separable factors, aspects. They are two orders of the same reality. Understand here. How? When I say fire is endowed with the power of burning. When we appreciate the swarupam, the nature of the intrinsic nature of the fire is what? Burning. And the burning is a power. Isn't it? Fire is endowed with the capacity to burn. Fire is endowed with the power of burning. Sun is endowed with the power of illumining. The nature itself is looked upon as what? The power. Is it clear now? Clear? So why do you call it power? The power never changes, isn't it? The burning power of the fire never changes. Fire is ever of the nature of burning. Fire means what? Burning. But can you separate the burning power? No. Fire, the source of the burning power. Sun, source of the illumining power. Similarly here, the reality, abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality is endowed with this amazing power of knowing. Power of knowing. Jnana Shaktihi. And this power of reality is said to be what? Brahma Shaktihi, Shiva Shaktihi, Ishvara Shaktihi. Understand? Ishvara Shaktihi, Brahma Shaktihi, Bhagavat Shaktihi. Different words are used. The same power is given two different names. Two different words are used to mean this power. When the power of knowing remains unmanifested, resolved, it is called ignorance. And the power of knowing becomes manifested, it is called knowledge. Understand now? Power of knowing, when it remains resolved, it is called ignorance. It becomes manifested, it is knowledge. So knowledge and ignorance are two different words denoting the same power in two different conditions. Is it bad to have now ignorance? It must be there, resolved, for it to become manifest. The power is not there. How can it become manifested? Got it now? Is it clear? It means this power, because the reality is endowed with the power of knowing, which is its very nature. Knowing is the nature. Knowing is the power. Therefore, reality is also implied by the term jnanam. Jnanam Brahma is a pure knowledge. Reality is endowed with the power of knowing, which is the very nature of knowing, is implied with the term jnanam also. So reality is also implied by the term jnanam because of its power of knowing, nature of knowing. And the same power when it is unmanifested is called ajnanam. The same when it becomes manifested is called jnanam. Now, once you know what is ajnanam, it make you have to understand your ajnanam to understand Ishwara's Maya. Is it clear? Ishwara's Maya. Why I'm telling you all this, you know that? Just to explain to you, first meaning. Nirastha Asesha Samsara Doshaha. Ishwara is the one who is absolutely free from all forms of defects, problems, afflictions associated with life of transmigration. To make you understand it, I'm telling you all these things. Okay? Don't think I'm going somewhere else, going out of track. You must know how Ishwara is free from samsara. To know that, you must know what is cause of samsara. Isn't it? So cause of samsara, it's a, what is the cause of samsara? Isn't it? You say maya. Maya is the cause of samsara. We say ignorance is the cause of samsara. It's not bad to have ignorance. We have to understand what ignorance is. Then ignorance will resolve. If you know what wave is, wave will resolve in water. You see what is, it will resolve. Understanding what ignorance is what resolving ignorance. Understand? No. What is ajnanam? You understand first. Then you can understand maya. So for which we have to only analyze your deep sleep state experience only. There's no way of understanding total ignorance without analyzing your deep sleep state. Why? Because in the waking state, the ignorance is not total. Ignorance is partial. To understand what is total ignorance, purna ajnanam, purna avidya, you must analyze only the deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, there is an experience. And what is the object of experience? The object of experience in deep sleep state is a total ignorance. Total ignorance is the object of experience in deep sleep state. What is total ignorance? Ignorance of the existence, very existence. Ignorance of the existence. Ignorance of the existence of what? Ignorance of the existence of one's own self. And ignorance of the existence of the world. when there is no knowledge begins, when there is ignorance of the existence of the self, there is no knowledge I am. When there is no knowledge I am, when this knowledge of, when this ignorance of self-existence, there will be definitely ignorance of the existence of the world also. Okay, this ignorance of the existence of one's own self, ignorance of the existence of the world is what? Total ignorance. When there is knowledge of the self-existence in terms of I am, I know I am, there is also a possibility of having the knowledge of the existence of the world. When you know you are, you also know the world is. When this knowledge of self-existence, you are partially awake. Understand? Partially awake means what now? You are awake. That's a waking state. If you do not know your existence, therefore you do not know the existence of the world, you are asleep. Let's say you are asleep means what now? It's called a deep sleep state of experience. What is deep sleep? Deep sleep is nothing but being ignorant of one's own existence. And being ignorant of the existence of the world also. What is waking state? Being aware of, being conscious of, or having knowledge of the existence of one's own self. Thereby having knowledge of the existence of the world. It is waking state. Is it clear now? Now you go back to the deep sleep state. So that is why in every time you fall asleep in deep sleep state is a state of experience. There, what is experienced is total ignorance. Do you all agree with me? Whenever there's total ignorance, there is definitely, there is non-identity. When you do not know your own existence, you cannot have identity. You cannot say, you do not even know you are. How can you say you're a man or a woman or you're Indian or German, American? How can you say that? Understand now. Identity is not possible. Identity, self-identity is possible only if there is self-awareness, self-consciousness, only if there's knowledge of self-existence. Is it clear now? There's no identity. When there's non-identity, in total ignorance there's non-identity. Whenever there's non-identity, there's also experience of sukham. Sukham. What is sukham? Bliss. Absence of experience of the pairs of opposites. You neither go through pain nor you go through pleasure. Okay? Not having the experience of pairs of opposites is what? Having sukham. There is some sort of a comfort. That's a pleasure, you can call it, but not there's some sukham. Okay? It's a comfort of just being yourself in sleep. How you are in sleep? If you do not have any identity, you are just yourself. Even though you are just yourself in sleep, you do not know your own existence. Okay? Not knowing your own existence, not knowing you are yourself in sleep. Okay? And this is how exactly any person will be even when the death happens. So this experience what you have, okay, in sleep will be the same experience when death happens also for anybody. So that is what every day when you fall asleep, when you have deep sleep, completely you are knocked off. Okay? After walking 14 kilometers of Giri Pradakshinam, okay? Whole world disappears for all of you, isn't it? Deep sleep. I'm sure you all had good sleep. Okay, what I'm saying, in the sleep, this laya. What laya means? What laya means? Resolution. Layaha is equal to resolution. There is resolution of I sense, resolution of this sense. I sense means resolution of knowledge of one's own existence, resolution of the knowledge of the existence of the world is what? The knowledge remains, the power of knowing remains resolved. So, Shastram says, this is how exactly a person will be even in death. If you want to know how I will be after leaving this physical body, after when the death happens, how I will be, if the body falls, okay, falls apart, if death happens, what will happen to me? Oh my God. How exactly you are, so you will be in death also. How you are not afraid of falling asleep, are going to bed to sleep, so you can be free from fear of having to face the death also. Why? Nothing happens to you in sleep, so also nothing will happen to you in death. How you are in sleep, not having any identity, not knowing your own body, not knowing that you have body, etc., how you are, without any connection with your body, mind, and complex also with the world. So also you will be in sleep comfortably, in death also, you are safe. Nothing happens to you in sleep, so nothing will happen to you in death also. Only difference is, sleep, you wake up from sleep, we are woken up by Parabdha Karmapalam to exhaust except of Parabdha for next day. You wake up after 6 hours or 8 hours or few hours or some 10 hours. Okay, you wake up to go through the except of Parabdha in the same body. Understand? After death, your sleep will be longer sleep. You will not wake up in few hours. Like a wake up, okay, depending upon the karma, you will definitely wake up, but in a tiny little baby's body, not knowing, complete no clue. You're completely forgotten about all your past life, past connections. You fresh, you wake up, not knowing anything. And it continued to be ignorant of your existence for 2 years. Even after being born with the, okay, as a baby, assuming a new body, for 2 years you will be there not knowing your own existence. Only when you start knowing your existence, I know I am. That's called ahankara, okay? So any child picks up this ahankara, develops knowledge of self-existence only at the age of 2, it seems. That's why people call the second year as a terrible 2. Listen, okay, the child, no, child doesn't know anything. There's no possessiveness, no jealousy, no hatred, nothing. The baby, because there's no I sense. Like any dog, cat and dog, you know, there's no aham prati. Then you pick up. Then you grew up in a completely different atmosphere. So you are safe. Nothing happens to you. Understand? What happens in pralaya? This is pralaya. No. I need not talk about pralaya at all. Still, I want to talk to you. Just for you to understand. It's a fact. Okay? Then, Shastram talks about Mahapralaya. Once in four yugas. Once in Chatur Yuga. The four yugas are there. And each yuga has, okay, the longest period of time. We saw in Bhagavad Gita how many number of years constitute each yuga. I said the four yugas we talk about. And once in four yugas, the entirety of the cosmos becomes unmanifested. When the whole Jagat becomes unmanifested, including time and space, don't worry. Then also, nothing will happen to you. How you are in sleep, how you will be in death, so you will be at the time of Mahapralaya also. Is it clear now? Now, anybody comes and talks about the dissolution, the destruction of the universe is going to happen, that way, don't worry. Nothing will happen. You will be safe. And that Mahapralaya Kala, when the whole Jagat remains unmanifested, how, when you are in sleep, the entire universe remains unmanifested for you. The universe is as well as non-existent for you. So the whole universe will be what? As well as non-existent. Remains unmanifested, resolved, undifferentiated. That Mahapralaya. And at the time of Mahapralaya, when the whole universe remains dissolved also, there will be total ignorance. Is it clear now? And that total ignorance at the time of Mahapralaya, with reference to Isha, we call it what? Maya. Now, what is Maya? Maya is the power of knowing. Understand? And the power of knowing remains resolved, unmanifested, undifferentiated is called Maya. Is it clear now? Total ignorance. So it is not bad. And just as your own power of knowing remaining unmanifested is known to you. Why? Your ignorance is known to you in sleep. Your ignorance is known to you in sleep. Is it known or not? You are there with your own nature of knowing. And you are there with the power of knowing remaining unmanifested. Isn't it? The total ignorance is known. So your own power being unmanifested, your ignorance is known to you. The knower and the known. You are the knower in sleep. Not knowing you are the knower, you are the knower. You do not know you are the knower. Still you are the knower. You are there as the knower, not knowing you are the knower. Not knowing you are there. Because why do you know? Because knowing is your swarupam. And what is known, what is experienced there? Total ignorance. When there is total ignorance, there is no identity. There is no identity, there is no experience of parts of opposites. Understand? The experience of parts of opposites is possible only when you know you are. Only when you know you are, you can know the world is. Once you know the existence of the world, then interaction with the world is possible. Only when the sense organs, the mind comes in contact with external world through sense organs, the interaction with the world takes place, only then experience of pairs of opposites is possible. Until and unless you come in contact with the external world through sense organs, there's no way of going through the experience of pairs of opposites. Is it? For you to go through the experience, you must be there. So in total ignorance is there in sleep. Understand? We can never understand Maya. Why? Because when the whole Jagat remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, then we all would not be there. Because we are part of the creation. Is it clear? Therefore, how can we know of something, okay, which existed when we are not there? We are not there in the sense, we are not there as individuals. Is it clear now? You were there as one with Ishvara. At time of everything remains unmanifest. Everything remained as Ishvara. Is it clear? So you are not there as an individual. So you can never understand Maya. So Maya has to be understood through the analysis of your deep sleep state experience. It serves a window to understand. Is it clear now? At least we will not be worried about Maya pralaya kala now. Oh, what will happen? The whole jagat will disappear. People bring and distribute new testaments here and say soon something is going to happen. So somebody has to come to protect us, save us. We don't need to worry. Okay? Our Bhagavan is always ever present there. Savior. Nothing will happen to you. Now, is it clear now? So this is Maya. Maya is nothing but another word meaning total ignorance. Total ignorance is nothing but the power of reality unmanifested. So now, therefore, and the power of reality is what? The knowing power is actually the creative power. The power of knowing becomes manifested, means in the light is called knowledge. When this knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, the whole jagat shines. Is it clear now? Therefore, the knowledge is of the end. When the universe enjoys existence, means there must be what? Knowledge of the existence of the world. Knowledge of the existence of the world is possible only in knowledge of existence of one's own self. There can never be the knowledge of the existence of the world without knowledge of the existence of the self. Is it clear now? Therefore, where does the world shine? Time, space, elementals, elements and elementals, living, non-living things, the entire world of countless number of beings which constitute the whole jagat shines when in total ignorance the universe doesn't shine. If you turn this light off, the whole room becomes dark. Everything becomes covered in darkness. It is as well as non-existent. They turn the light on. The light does not create this opaque things. Just in the presence of the light, everything comes to light. Light brings the opaque things to light. Similarly, when this knowledge of existence of the world, the whole world shines. Listen now. So the world shines in the light of knowledge. Is it clear now? In the light of the presence of this light, opaque things shine. So in the light of knowledge, whole world shines. In ignorance, the world remains covered in darkness. In deep sleep state, where does the world go? The world remains covered in darkness. When you wake up, light of knowledge, the world shines. That's why when the reality, the power of reality remains unmanifested, it is ignorance. It becomes manifested, it is knowledge. So knowledge and ignorance are two different words, implying meaning what? One and the same power of reality in two different conditions. Non-manifested condition, ignorance. The manifested condition, it is knowledge. Are they two now? They are not two. Understand? One and the only power. Therefore, ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, to make this one small fact, make it clear, I have to say this much. Ignorance is not absence of knowledge. What is ignorance? Ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. Is it clear? No. Now we say, you look at this Mahapalayakala. What is Maya? You understood what is Maya now, isn't it? When everything remains unmanifested, undifferentiated, what is there then? This total ignorance. What is total ignorance? The power of knowing remains unmanifested. The power of knowing, where does it exist? What is the location? What is the locus? Where does this power of knowing? The knowing power alone is creative power. Okay? Creative power is nothing but knowing power. Manifesting power. Is it clear now? We say the reality is endowed with this power of knowing, which is the creative power. So we look at this reality because this, how fire is endowed with the power of burning. When you simply see the fire as a flame in a lamp, you do not know how powerful the fire is. The same fire, go and see in the forest. When this forest fire happens, my God, how it burns and reduces everything to ash so quickly. See the power, is it? You see, you don't see the power. When the power is manifest alone, you will see how powerful the fire is. When the power of burning is seen in the jungle, burning everything, reducing it to ashes, oh my God, how powerful the fire is. Similarly, when the power of knowing becomes manifested, you are amazed. Oh my God, amazing. How powerful the reality is. Got it? So when you look at this reality as that which is endowed with this power of knowing, which is also creative power, we attribute a title. What title attributed? Ishwaraha. So Ishwaraha is a title, qualification attributed to the reality. Look at the reality as the one endowed with the power of knowing. The power of knowing becoming manifested is what? Bringing the world into manifestation. Bring the world into light. Therefore, it's called a creative power. Understand? Who is Ishvara now? There's no Ishvara other than the truth reality. The reality, now tell me, fire and the burning power are not two. What is just one thing called fire. But we appreciate, my God, what is specially endowed with? What makes the fire a fire? Burning power. What makes a sun? Illumining power. Understand? So like this, what makes this reality Ishvara? This power of knowing is creative power. That's why we say, because there's nothing beyond the reality. Reality is that which is beyond everything. That without which the universe cannot exist at all. That reality is free from all limitations, therefore implied with term Brahma. That the power of reality is Brahma Shakti. Look at the reality as Ishvara, the Lord, the ruler. We say Ishvara Shakti. They are not two. Understand now? What is the distance between burning power and a fire? Are they two? Are they two? Just the fire. What a locus, sorry, burning power. Just fire. So, knowing power, the power of knowing, the abstract formless reality, and is endowed with the power of knowing, is it? What is the distance between the reality, the source of the power, and the power? So, being the source of the power, it is looked upon as powerful. Powerful reality is Ishvara. Shaktiman Ishvara. Shaktimat Brahma. Shaktimat Brahma. Shaktiman Ishvara. Understand? Are they two? Tell me. They're not two. All you must say, they're not two. Not even they. Understand now? I can't say they are not two. I can't even use the subject they. The reality alone is, Ishvara alone is with inseparable power. The knowing power has to be creative power. Is it clear now? Clear or not? Nod your heads. Yes. And Ishvara. So Ishvara was endowed the power, unmanifested, tremendous power. Now imagine Ishvara, because the whole creative power, the power of knowing has to become manifested. Only then the world is brought into manifestation, and bring the world into manifestation, bring the world to light is what? When the light is turned on, the opaque things are brought to light. Light revealing its being self-luminous brings opaque things to light. So also the power of knowing becoming manifested brings the world to light. To bring this world to light is illumining the world is what? Knowing the world. Understand? Knowing the world is creating the world. Creating the world is what? Lending existence to the world also. Otherwise, what happens? The world will be as best non-existent. The Ishvara is said to be Mayavi. Mayavi. Magician is also said to be Mayavi. And here Ishvara is said to be Mayavi because wielding his own power of knowing without any effort, yes, brings the whole world into manifestation. Understand now? One who is endowed with the power of unmanifested power of Maya. Knowing called Maya is said to be Mayavi. Not a magician here. Okay? We'll see magician later on. Different magicians there. That's different. Ishvara is also Mayavi. The power of knowing. Now, this Maya is the power of unmanifested, when the power of knowing is unmanifested, resolved, everything is unmanifested, isn't it? The world is not available for experience. When the world is not available for objectification, interaction, enjoyment, experience, the world is said to remain unmanifested. Is it clear? The world remains unmanifested. It is also undifferentiated. When you're fast asleep, when it's total ignorance, the whole world is as though, okay, put together. The world remains unmanifested means the world is not available for experience. Then you can't differentiate. Understand? Can you differentiate human beings, animals? These are all human beings. These are all animals. These are all plants. These are all trees. Can differentiate. Differentiation of elements, elementals, beings, forms, names and functions is not possible. Nothing can be differentiated and everything remains unmanifested. Therefore, Jagat, Samagram api Jagat, remains unmanifested, undifferentiated as the unmanifested power of knowing. The universe remains, before the universe comes into manifestation. Understand now? The universe remains unmanifested, undifferentiated as unmanifested power of knowing. What's up with you? Therefore, is it clear now? Unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing. Is it clear? Got it now? The world remains as what? When the world is not, the world remains in what form? The world remains unmanifested, undifferentiated. As the unmanifested power of knowing. Is it clear? When the power of knowing remains dissolved, the world remains unmanifested. Power of remaining, not knowing, becomes manifested, the world becomes manifested. Is it clear? Therefore, the Maya, the power of knowing remaining unmanifest is Maya, becoming manifest is what? The world. So where does the entire universe remain? Before the manifestation of the universe, where does the world remain? Tell me. Including time and space, the entirety of the universe remains resolved, unmanifested, undifferentiated as the power of unmanifested power of knowing in Brahma. Got it now? The universe does not exist outside of Ishvara, even in its unmanifested, undifferentiated condition. Got it? Then we say, when the whole universe remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, as the unmanifested power of knowing, Maya, inseparably, isn't it? In Ishvara, we say what now? Antaryamishvaraha. Antaryamishvaraha means the Lord in whom the whole universe remains resolved, unmanifested, undifferentiated as one with Ishvara. We call it Karana Ishvaraha. The unmanifested universe is said to be Karana Prapanchaha. You have to understand what is Karana Prapanchaha. Karana Prapanchaha is nothing but unmanifested, undifferentiated, okay, the universe, which remains as unmanifested power of knowing. And there's no distance, just as there's no distance between the fire and its the illumining, fire and the burning power. Just as there's no distance between, you got it now, fire and is knowing power, so the fire and the illumining power, burning power, there's no distance between this inexplicably suppressed reality and its power of knowing. There's no distance. Are they two? They're not two. Not two. Power is not the source. But the source is what? Listen, power is the source. The source is not the power. Is it clear now? Clear or not? You have to understand. Now, what brings the universe? That's why the power of reality remains unmanifested, not outside of Ishvara. Manifest also, it's not outside of Ishvara. Antaryamishvara, if you understand, it's Karana Ishvaraha. Karana Prapanchaha means the universe remains unmanifest, undifferentiated in him of the power of knowing. Is it? Unmanifest power of knowing. Or Karana Prapanchaha. Or Karana Ishvaraha. One Ishvara. Okay? That's the Ishvara. That is why every time you see Shiva Lingam, Shiva Lingam, that Lingam is a symbol of Ishvara having his power of knowing unmanifest, undifferentiated. Therefore, having the entire universe also having remaining resolved in Ishvara, undifferentiated, unmanifested. There's no limbs. Can't differentiate which is head, which are hands, legs, etc. So now, this is Ishvara, you have to understand first. His power becomes manifested. That is, manifestation of power of knowing is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Or manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation of the power of reality is manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of consciousness. So where the power of reality is manifested, there is life. Where the reality remains with its power of, okay, the power unmanifested, there's no life. Reality is all pervasive. So wherever the power of reality is manifested, there is life. Where the power of reality is not manifested, the reality is with its power unmanifested, there you don't see life. Life, animate, inanimate beings. The animate beings are the ones where the power of reality is manifested. Power of knowing is manifest. Power of where there's manifestation of consciousness. Where there's no manifestation of consciousness, consciousness is, reality is, but the power is not manifested, there those beings are inanimate beings. Got it now? So Ishvara is endowed with the power of knowing called Maya. And we say, it is this Maya. Maya is the cause of samsara. Don't angels say ignorance is the cause of samsara? We say samsara means what? The creation. The universe, when the universe, unmanifested, undifferentiated universe, remains as total ignorance, as power of unmanifested power, becomes manifested. The universe, so the unmanifested universe becoming manifested is what? Creation. Looks it to be creation. There's no real creation. Nothing is newly created here. The unmanifested, undifferentiated, already existing universe becoming manifested is said to be what? Created. Okay? Becoming manifest is the manifestation of the unmanifested universe is what? Creation. Is it clear now? So I'll see you tomorrow. Now it's too much to talk. See you tomorrow. Okay? Let's stop. It's only introduction. Before you leave this place, you must go back without any doubt about Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Must become very clear. And who I am, what the truth of the universe is, what this universe is, who Ishvara is, everything must become very clear. Okay? Only then, all the effort of coming all the way to Trivandrum will be. Is it? It's our purpose. A few more classes, we'll see quickly. We'll see this study, okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Chala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. We just introduced Ishvara, it to understand. Okay, see you all tomorrow morning.